scump prasa.
That's our intro. Hello everyone and welcome to Bioscope Brasa. This is the show where we talk movie news, reviews, shorts, and some cock in between. My name is Ross.
And I'm Jody.
And Abby is in the room.
She is here.
No, she doesn't work. Well, she does. It's just on my nerves. Classic marriage joke.
Marriage jokes. Oh man.
Yeah. No, fuck, people are stupid. Marriage is liquor. I don't know about I don't know what's wrong with your marriage, but my marriage is liquor.
Yeah. I mean, would you lie burnabout was in winter times, you know?
I actually don't lie burnabout.
Who do you poop under the combes and then pull it up over their head with?
A man killed his wife with a Dutch oven, eh?
When?
It was a few years ago.
I feel like that's a story by a woman.
No, this is a true story. It was an old... Oh yeah, you're going to make me give it a googs, aren't
no,
you?
No, not.
They were an old couple, and he thought it would be funny to do exactly that. And the woman suffocated and died. Jody's getting a call. You talk about unprofessional?
That's because your story's a lie, that's why.
My story's not a lie.
It's a lie.
If you're sitting at home or in your car, Google it. Wait, don't Google it in your car. Google it if you're at home. A woman killed by Dutch oven, you'll see.
And then tell us if it's real, because I'm not going to believe it. I feel like this is a story by the matriarchy to try and make me stop Dutch ovening.
That's right. This is a men's rights podcast.
Huge market for that right now.
We have had enough.
Who the hell are we going to share a box with? Who the hell?
Anyway, Jody, let's get into the news.
Our news and shorts.
Kiki, worry, Jody. The new Matrix trailer?
Yeah. The trailer's up.
The trailer is here. Yo. The new Matrix trailer is here.
Ken, before we even look at the trailer.
No, we know. Okay.
Did you see the promotional thing they did the day before?
Oh, with the website and the two polls.
And the two polls.
Yeah.
Same website as the old movie.
Yes. Whatisthematrix.com. And then if you're on the homepage, you'll see there's a blue poll and a red poll. Mm-hmm. And you get different teaser clips and voiceovers. But the cool thing about the voiceover that you pointed out to me was that it said the actual time that was on displayed on your
that
computer.
That just freaked me out, like, to no end. You think it's 12:41.
And I was like, what? Oh, my God, it is 12:41. Yeah, is the
dope.
Matrix real?
Oh,
imagine the recording session for that. He had to go through all the
you
times.
You just have Doogie Howser doing, like, everything. When you hear the signal, it'll be 12:41.
Wow, you just injected a memory into my
1026.
Yes, bro! 1026!
That was my only friend.
What is the time? Oh, my, this went sad.
Yeah, it was, 92, 93.
Jody
Mommy, you want to know what the time is?
Jody being lonely and phoning the time. You know, I used to phone and hear what the time is just to feel something.
I just wanted her to sometimes ask me what is the time, you know?
Yeah, you know? I get it. I hope she's doing okay, that lady.
I tried calling her the other day. Doesn't work for my soul.
Yeah, shame. We don't need it anymore, you know, because we have the sun.
Mm-hmm. It was the day back then.
But anyway, The Matrix, that's what we were talking about.
Yeah. Resurrections.
Resurrections. You want to watch the trailer now?
Oh, we can. I've seen it about. My wife normally asks, like, okay, how many times have you watched it now? Because the trailer dropped at like 2 p.m. I did the, for the very first time in my life, I did the YouTube thing where you have to, where you get a notification for when it drops.
Mm.
So I was in the first like 1,000 people to see the trailer.
That's insane.
So I was like, click.
It's almost like you really like this movie or something.
Which is weird because I had a
you weren't excited. You weren't
about,
excited.
Yeah, when I heard it was coming, I was like, why?
I wasn't that excited too until...
They got me hooked now, dude.
Abby, we're going to watch the trailer now, no?
Yeah.
No, just watch the trailer.
Just ask Rossi if you can watch it. This one, it's what's the... It's not PG. It's like FG or no? HG.
HG. It's hard.
Husband guidance.
Oh, husband guidance. Yes. oh, husband guidance is a dangerous president. Like, oh, never mind that.
Why are your recommended videos a lot of John Legend in black and white?
I love John Legend.
Wow.
So he's keeping the long hair, which it's the Keanu Reeves that we know and love. Hair and beard.
Wick. it's the wick.
I don't necessarily like Neil Patrick Harris in certain things. He can't be in serious movies for me. I don't buy it.
He wasn't bad in
Gone Girl. I didn't buy it.
Really?
I still see Barney. Trinity is back.
Still looking so good.
She looks amazing.
Like, how on earth is she getting grandma role offered to her?
Nice. Fuck. We spoke about that. So it seems like, from the trailer, it seems like he doesn't know he's in the Matrix.
Yeah. Yeah, completely. There we see the blue pills.
He's just living his life.
He's just blue pilling it all day, bro.
I'm sure something feels kind of off. Who's that?
Possibly the new Oracle.
Ah.
But we see her later again.
New Morpheus.
Yes. Or Morpheus is Lighty.
Yeah. Sunfius. What is it?
Lightyfius.
Lightyfius.
There we have our new White Rabbit.
Mm. White Rabbit sweets his liquor.
Mm-hmm. And there we see Trinity with Matrix.
Yeah, she got Matrix with us on her face. Hey, they're in the training area.
Dojo again. Yeah.
Ah, I know Kung Fu.
Yeah.
Holy hell.
But I know how to get so.
That's a Hadouken.
Mm-hmm. Dude, this trailer, the scope of the visuals are crazy.
Yeah, well, they revolutionized things, right?
They did.
Do you think it's going to be revolutionary again?
It's going to take a lot to
But this is only one Wachowski. This is Lana Wachowski, right?
Yes. Lily Wachowski was just exhausted.
Yeah.
Doing a shitload of things.
Wow. They just did a somewhat salty flip thing.
One of the agents has come back from Reloaded and what you call it? Revolutions. That guy that was in all the kickboxers.
Wow,
Neo
can now just rockets, bro.
Yeah. And that's possibly our new Agent Smith.
Okay.
Potentially.
The Matrix Resurrections.
Dude, this trailer got me like all kinds of crazy.
I know, but one thing I'm worried about is that, you know, if this is successful, you know how Hollywood works.
Yeah.
Then it's another thing of like, okay, then let's keep this party going.
Yeah, exactly.
But I don't really want to keep the party going. I just want...
Yeah.
Abby just pointed out it could be another Fast and Furious
family. Family.
What if this Matrix is about family?
It is.
And Agent Smith is actually Vin Diesel's other brother.
Yeah.
Juke.
The one we didn't know about as well.
It's going to stick it. You eventually, into the old cinematic landscape, is just going to be like Fast and Furious spin-offs.
And Matrix.
Everything
so
integrated.
The, like they keep like their spin-offs, but they keep moving closer together.
Yes.
Until in 20 years' time, yes, we have the Family Matrix.
I know. And then our children, children's children is just Vin Diesel's face blasting everywhere. That's his end game. His end game
he
is
puts a cross on you, and then much like Agent Smith cloned you, cloned himself, he puts a cross on you, you become him, look at each other, family. And then you carry on.
But yeah, after that trailer, I'm excited now.
The trepidation that I still have is that they might be rehashing the first Matrix story, so they might be doing
Well, because then it gets people back into the mix, so maybe they summa up and planning a new trilogy.
Could be, but yo, the visuals of this look stunning. The Neo, I had some worries about seeing him in this John Wick form. Because part of me was like,
yeah,
I'm going to see
John
him with
Wick,
these,
the
you know.
And but this is just the way Keanu Reeves looks now.
Yeah, I don't think he changes for anything.
No, because he's the greatest human being on the planet.
He is.
And I'm glad he's working.
That is something you can give a googs.
That, yeah, he's amazing.
Keanu
and he's got
Reeves
quite a sad story as well.
He does, yeah.
Give that a googs, guys. Keanu Reeves, he must be protected at all costs. Mm-hmm. Until we find out that he's some sort of pedo or something. But until then, I know, I'm just saying.
So far, we have two. Brendan Fraser.
Brendan Fraser and Keanu Reeves. Protect them at all costs. But yeah, Matrix Resurrections, let's do it. Let's go. I don't know what the order is. Do you go left or right?
You go righty. It's like a clock.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like a cock.
Like a cock. Actually, no.
No, because
quickly. You do the first row and then you do the second row.
Yeah, now you see. Right. Yeah,
like how you read.
Jody's notes.
Are stunning.
No, they're not stunning. They're actually quite frustrating for me because I don't know how Jody thinks. Believe it or not, we sound like we're very close.
Logically.
I don't know this man. And then he put things in order that I don't know what the fuck
it goes left to right and then left to right. I'm good, like a normal fucking person. Because I
thank read, you, Abigail. Abby says, you why didn't you like number this?
Do you read in Arabic?
Sometimes, who knows? Okay, I'm multifaceted.
And multilingual. Exactly. You're from the southern suburbs, you only speak one language.
No, I speak swear word as well.
Anyway.
So, I don't know if you guys remember the movie Twins from the 90s. It was 90s.
Yeah.
I was a little
early to mid.
Tween.
Yeah.
Twins. Arnold Schwarzenegger, Danny DeVito. Mm-hmm. They play twins.
Yes. I mean, brilliant premise.
Yeah, look, just spot genius. On. It's the same. They are, the resemblance is uncanny. Same like Vin Diesel and John Cena.
You tan them enough. You put the same shirt on them, the same tank top.
To be fair, Jody, I don't really remember Twins that much. I remember enjoying it.
Yeah.
But I was a child, so it could have been terrible.
It could. Yeah. It's one of those movies I'm scared to do a rewatch on. Because, you know, a lot of the movies we enjoyed as kids, when you rewatch them, you're like, that's inappropriate. That's so wrong. How did they get away with that?
There's so many of those.
There's a lot of that.
But there is a sequel coming.
Yes. And this sequel has been planned for... I'm talking
about... Is it one of those scripts that was written and then it's just been bouncing around Hollywood the entire time?
Yeah. But the new one is apparently going ahead now. We've got Tracy Morgan cast as the long-lost triplet.
Okay. So, let me paint the picture for you. So, you have Arnold Schwarzenegger, this gigantic Austrian... A piece of muscle. Mm-hmm. He's a bit old now, but he's still got the goods. Then you got legend Danny DeVito, who cannot be called a little person, but is not a tall, normal sized human being. So you have that contrast, mm-hmm. Danny DeVito and the monolith that is Arnold Schwarzenegger, and then you throw in Tracy Morgan, a African American man.
Yeah.
And they are triplets, I assume.
Pretty much. Do you know who the triplet brother was going to be for the longest time?
Who?
Eddie Murphy.
Classic.
So,
classic.
For years. And I think something must have happened recently because as part of Eddie's whole, you know, he was doing the whole Eddie comeback thing and it just COVID, I think, fucked that over.
Yeah.
But he mentioned the triplets movie as one of the projects he was going to do in this time. And that just, unfortunately, is now gone.
Well, maybe he's just, like, over it. Maybe he's a producer or something.
I feel like Coming to America kind of fizzled a lot. Like, it wasn't really that warmly received.
Well, you enjoyed it more than I did.
No.
Yeah, you did.
No.
Oh, my memory.
Go listen to that episode again.
Okay, guys, go listen back to the Coming to America. Let us know because I can't fucking remember. Anyway.
No.
So, Tracy Morgan's going to be in this one. I find him really funny. But the
Tracy Morgan's hit and miss for me.
The thing is, they need to use him in moderation.
Yeah.
So, I don't know if he can
star. He was
star.
Good in Coming to America. I actually laughed at
that's because he pops in and out. You know what I mean? And he comes and he does his Tracy Morgan thing and he hoys. But this is like a lead role. Mm-hmm. And can he carry it? I don't know. Mm. But we'll see. You got Danny DeVito. He's funny. Mm-hmm. And as we know, Arnold Schwarzenegger is a comedic genius.
Yes. Danny, Tracy, get to the car.
No, if you watch, what is that? Jingle All the Way?
Oh, yes.
Classic.
Classic Turbo Man.
Classic Turbo Phone. Uh-huh. But a lot of fun. So.
Oh, man, I miss Sinbad.
Is this coming? The sailor. Is this coming out on a streaming service?
Or I where? Think so. I think it's a streaming service film.
Oh, yeah. Then I'll check it out at home.
Yeah. Don't invest.
No, I'm not. I'm investing in Foco. Just my 100 and... How much is Netflix now?
Netflix, 90
something. 90 something, yeah. In a month, baby.
Abby, you're supposed to do the music again.
We were bobbing on it.
Wow.
That one nostril she, really yeah, comes yeah, through.
She's got a piece of toilet paper in her nose because she's got allergies or something. And she decided to go with mariachi band music.
A bold choice.
It is a bold choice, but I feel nice. You know, cultural representation.
As opposed to appropriation. But what would she have had to do? Like, come out like with, what do you call it, the klopsa?
Oh, yeah. No, look. Colored culture, that's a whole other contentious thing. It's just like... Colored people have no culture, but I feel like colored people just have too much culture. There's too many things that we can all relate to.
Yeah.
Which is quite dope. And Klopsa, love them or hate them, they are kind of part of it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm personally not a fan. I was more upset, like, yeah, this man's just walking in the road. I'm trying to drive for
it. Like, no. You forget that it's like Tweed and Niva Yara, the whole of town is closed.
But you can't deny that chung 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 something to you, man.
Do something.
The clubs will do something to you. The clubs will make a club, if you know what I mean.
Uh-huh.
They used to do their rehearsals opposite my house because I used to live... I'm not going to give my address away, but I used to live opposite the field. And then all the clubs that would come and it's horns and drums the whole day, hey, bro. Yeah, it used to get lit, but anyway.
Good times.
What were we talking about?
Our next segment.
Yes, next. Which is Christopher Nolan. So, okay, I'll tell you a little story. I was at work. And
Christopher Nolan's dick.
Yeah. And he came in and he said, Ross,
you're
the best podcaster. You and Jody have the best movie podcast in the world.
I've been listening to you for a terribly long time.
And I was like, I know, Chris. I know.
Big fan of the show, Chris.
Big fan, Chris Nolan. But anyway, I was at work and then I was reading news, or sort of the news feed that was popping up. And then I saw this story and I turned to my boss and I was like, oh my word, Christopher Nolan is leaving WB.
And
your boss
she was like,
what the fuck are you talking about?
Warner Brothers.
No, just like the story in general, because I was quite taken aback.
Yeah.
And she was like, oh, this is so stupid that I'm listening to you. But anyway, Christopher Nolan is leaving Warner Brothers and his new movie, which is a World War II movie,
about the atomic bomb.
I feel like we've seen enough of the World War II.
Yeah, I think this might be a good turn for him. His sci-fi stuff is very hit and miss with you. Like,
it is,
you
but
don't like
I like the originality of it, at least.
True.
Anyway, and he's now going to be moving to Universal.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully this is a monster movie.
Yeah. Biggest explosion ever. So a couple of things. When they say leaving Warner Brothers, he actually never had an exclusive deal with him. I didn't know this, but...
Yeah, but I mean, he's one of those directors that you want to keep happy, right? If you have a studio and he keeps making money for you consistently. So the studio should do whatever they can. That's why he probably gave...
Which got, they did.
That's why he probably had a flexible contract.
Yeah.
Because it's like, oh, he wanted that. Give him what he wants. As long as we keep this relationship.
It was essentially a gentleman's agreement thing. So he always gave them, like, whichever movie he was going to work with, he just worked with them. But there was no first look. There was no actual agreement in place. And that's why when he got pissed, he could just leave.
Yep.
And you and I spoke about him being pissed off because it was to do with the whole Tenet going to stream.
Yeah.
Brad does not forget.
No.
He's holding a grudge over that whole thing.
And he was like, fuck this. Yeah. I'm taking my next movie to Universal.
Exactly.
So we'll see. But I'm not really excited about this just based on the premise. I'm tired of World War movies. I know many people sacrificed. They fought for freedom. All that jazz. Mm-hmm. I get it. And we should never forget.
No.
Like Harambe, Abby. Abby, well done. I'm going to take my dick out for Harambe my one time.
I thought that's going a very different place. He's like, Abby, well done. I'm going to take my dick out for
That was how you used to remember Harambe.
Okay, that's nice. What about dickless people, Ross? Dickless people are people too.
They can, whatever they have, okay, just pop it out.
Just whip it.
Yeah, whip it. Whether it's good. Lips, whatever, I don't care. Hole, who cares? Anyway. Whip it out. You digress the cock.
I didn't digress anything.
Anyway, I'm tired of seeing World War II movies, mm-hmm, or even World War I movies. I don't even like playing World War games
Dunkirk
anymore.
Dunkirk was my least favorite Christopher Nolan movie of the recent ones.
Yeah, yeah. But the latest war movie that I did like was 1917.
1917 was dope.
But that's just because it was a good film and it was a smaller story focused on this one soldier.
And they shot it quite uniquely with the one-shot attempt at a one-shot.
Wait, if you haven't seen 1917, go watch it at home. Because you can probably hire it by Dalvis.
Yeah. Still it out.
R.I.P. Dalvis. But yeah, big news. Universal must be like rubbing their hands together. Yeah,
they're not only relying on the family anymore. Ooh, Christopher Nolan crossover.
Oh, but Diesel and the family. Imagine a Christopher Nolan Fast and Furious.
Ben, I don't believe that. You see, Christopher Nolan has been accused of like not having enough heart and warmth in his movies.
Yeah.
That's all family is.
No, family is heart and warmth, and they're going to crank that shit up to 11, mm-hmm, and then they will balance it out. So you have Christopher Nolan like set pieces and ideas, mm-hmm, with the heart of the family.
Mm-hmm.
I think we're onto something here.
We got to pitch this.
Universal, eat us up. I will take an executive producer credit.
That's all I need.
And I want some of that back end.
Uh-huh. Who's back end?
The money, Jody.
Oh, so we'll be back to Harambe. Sorry.
No, Harambe. You don't tarnish the memory of Harambe, you son of a bitch.
You're going to whip out your dick.
Yeah, it's cocks out for Harambe. It's not whip out your dick for Harambe.
But you first said I'm going to whip it out.
Okay, just give it a googs, guys, because Jody doesn't understand the concept of remembrance and
I'm not on Twitter.
Paying homage.
Okay. I'm not on Twitter.
Cancer. How about that? Jeff Bridges.
Cancer can be beaten.
I remember that.
That ad was amazing.
Yeah, with the bright
He-Man.
He looked like He-Man. Villain from He-Man.
Yeah.
He knocked down the sir part of the word cancer, so it could highlight the fact that cancer can be beaten. Well, I concur. What were we talking about? Jeff Bridges. His cancer is in remission.
It is.
Yeah.
Yeah. This dude, and I mean, we recently spoke about him being diagnosed with
I don't remember that.
And now he's in remission, and dude's ready to work again. Well, I say this dude, it's the dude.
It's the dude, yeah.
He's ready to work again.
I love Jeff Bridges.
Love me some JB.
He's also one of those good guys, to my knowledge.
Yeah. And he's old, so it feels like we would have gotten something by now.
Oh, yeah.
If he wasn't a good dude.
Unless he's like paying big money to keep it under wraps.
Yeah, that happens too. We digress.
Yeah, I know, yeah. But I'm glad his cancer is in remission, because then we get to see him again. No matter what he's in, actually. Even if he's in a cuck movie, I still enjoy like his performance.
He was fun in R.I.P.D.
Yeah, he was
like,
fun.
It was the only good thing in that movie.
That movie's so trash, bro. Oh. But he's back. Lekker. Yeah. Jeff Bridges, good job on getting well.
Recovering. You did it, man.
He did it. That's from us, so that means a lot.
He's a big fan of the show.
I mean, look, Jeff Bridges was standing next to Christopher Nolan when he approached me.
Yeah,
so. Huge fans. Yeah, love that.
They just come to your office. You don't even have
look,
to go
I work for a very reputable company, and we are kind of a big deal.
Uh-huh.
So.
Christopher Nolan and Jeff just walking around in the hallways. Oh, that's Ross.
Quentin Tarantino. He is considering making or remaking the original Rambo.
He is. Did you know Rambo was based on a book?
I don't care. Have you seen the movie?
Yes.
It's dope.
The original Rambo is amazing. Like, for a movie of that time to actually do the whole like PTSD angle and in a very realistic way portray the struggle of vets.
But
like,
this is kind of the issue. Not the issue, but... Okay, don't get me wrong. I love mindless action, and I love it. I love it.
Yeah.
And that is usually what you think of when you think Rambo. You think Rambo is this fucking ultra masculine.
We all
man.
Think part two and part three onwards.
You know, fighting for the Taliban. Yeah. go back and watch
that. Part three again. He made good friends with
him. Yeah, he did. He did. He was actually part of the takeover now. Mm-hmm. He's the ambassador.
Yeah.
Anyway. So, you think of that when you think Rambo, but the original Rambo, as you said, was way deeper than what these super, other movies were.
Super grounded.
Yeah.
And in the book, the ending of Rambo. Mm. So Colonel, is it Troutman, the guy that was the head of Rambo's?
No, a Bassman.
Yeah, yeah. It's a fishing joke.
Hey, man.
No, you have to make it relatable to Cape Townians. Oh, yeah. Snook man.
Stockfish man.
We had a parcel not long ago. We had a parcel last week. Eh?
Is it?
Oh.
Because that's the only fish they have in stock.
Stock. you also get middle cut.
You don't want that tail. Okay, I don't know, but you go. You must go to a fancy fishery. You don't get to choose the fish.
You can tell the uncle. Sometimes
we order it now. We order it on Dingers. I was a bit disappointed. We ordered from
Snookies.
No, the one.
Not the real fisheries.
The Portuguese guy.
Oh yeah, it's got to be Portuguese.
The guy to be the Portuguese.
If it's not the Portuguese, you can't order from them.
This seems racist.
But if we do a Dutch accent for it, it's
yes,
not.
It's the Dutch saying Portuguese. Yeah, we ordered. I was a little disappointed, but in their defense, it was the end of the day, so I should have gone lunchtime or morning.
That's old stock for Saturday.
Oh yeah, that's been lumming there the whole day.
That's been marinating in that flour and milk all day.
Yo, but the parcel, there's nothing for a parcel.
Can't beat it. Do you want vinegar and salt with that?
Salt and a saint. And you're like, I take salt. I don't like a lot of vinegar. Yeah.
Can see. It explains so much.
Okay.
And you also only eat stockfish.
No, I don't.
We only eat stockfish.
Why would you eat?
Snook.
I don't like the bones.
Because of the bones.
I'd rather have a bried snook than a fried snook. Bars. That's bars.
Facts.
I'd rather have a bright snook than a fried snook with some jam on it and you do it at home. That's cock liquor.
I know.
But if you're having fuss and tips, then you must have hake.
Yeah, but the snook makes you appreciate more because you have to be careful and you got to take the bones out and then when you eat.
Who's got time for that? You want to take that sticky fish, put it in a roll?
You've got a 5-minute attention span. That's the problem with the young people of today.
What were we talking about?
Colonel Troutman.
And I'm the one with the bad attention.
So in the book, Colonel Troutman actually...
No, we're not done with the fish. No, I'm kidding.
In the book, Colonel Troutman actually kills Rambo at the end with a bloody shotgun to the head.
Wow.
And they all relationship.
A bloody shotgun.
Not a normal one. A bloody gun.
What does a bloody shotgun look like?
It's that one that you around. You know, like our Terminator.
Oh, no. Dingus. What's his name?
Bravestar.
Bravestar's horse?
Yeah.
What is his horse name?
Horse Star.
Nice. Yes, I remember that. That sounds accurate.
That was a bipedal horse.
he became bipedal, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I love Bravestar.
Why don't they make a Bravestar movie?
You have to actually get permission from the Native American people.
No, you cost... You cast a native person.
Ooh, how many Native American actors do you know?
Bruh, Reservation Dogs.
Ah, oh, that's true.
Reservation Dogs, if you don't know, fucking find it and watch it.
Taika's,
it is Taika Waititi produced, but it has full native directors, full native main cast, and full native writers.
Did you watch Wind River?
Well, bro, why did you want to fuck around with my... I'm still telling him, he didn't even say...
But it's also a Native American thing.
He is a story topper.
I am. But my story is better, so...
Okay. Tell your story. Let me see if I can top it.
If it's better. Wind River was about how they don't even track Native American women and
who were assaulted and stuff.
Assaulted and gone missing.
And murdered and shit. Yeah. Jeremy Renner. Okay, first name. My name is a white man.
Of course.
Okay, and I'm Scarlet Witch in there. Yeah.
Rambo.
Fuck it.
We squeezed a lot into that.
Yo, I did not know that this story was going to... Do you know we didn't even talk about Quentin Tarantino yet?
So Quentin says that he thinks if... He doesn't know what he wants to do for his 10th and final movie yet, right? But he's hyping it up because it's his 10th and final movie.
Ugh.
And one of the films he said he wants to do, if he just did like a straight up movie, is to readapt part one. So readapt the book story. He wants Adam Driver as Rambo. Kurt Russell as the sheriff. And then people were saying, how about getting Sylvester Stallone to come back? And
as the bloody shotgun. The
shotgun. He gives him a yell saying, but... As Colonel Troutman.
Sanders. Okay. Not the chicken colonel. No. The fish colonel. No. I don't know how I feel about this.
Mm.
I think because it's... I don't know. I think Rambo is so strong mm-hmm. as a character and a brand that this is going to... Again, but then again, Quentin Tarantino rewrites history all the time, doesn't he?
Yeah, he'd probably have it that Rambo loves anyway.
No, he will have Rambo die, maybe.
But then he's being too true to the book, because the book has him die.
Yeah, yeah.
So he's like,
spoiler alert, obviously, for the book.
Yeah. We said Mr. Bloody Gun.
There's a trend on TikTok where they bring up red flags. With regards to movie taste, and he's on a lot of the list. So if Quentin Tarantino's movies, one of his movies are your favorite film, then you're an asshole. So yeah, those guys, those Pulp Fiction bros out there. Also, Wolf of Wall Street, we have mentioned that before.
Jordan Belfort, if you aspire.
You think Leonardo DiCaprio was the hero. Yeah, sorry to tell you, you're probably a dickhead. It's time for some quick reviews because people's attention span are so short. And we watch quite a little bit of movies and quite a lot of bit of movies. And some of them are not worth talking about, but some of them are worth talking about a little.
And some of them are worth telling you not to watch.
Yes, that's true, because... we are your Brasa. And what do you do to Brasa?
You listen to your Brasa.
Ah, where? And this is the quick reviews where we talk about movies that we've seen and we give you a short shit about the shit. Try and keep it under a minute because then it's less editing for me.
I'll try my best.
Okay. You're going to read because you read. Mm.
So, Vacation Friends starring Lil Ray Howery, Yvonne Orji, John Cena, and Meredith Hagner.
Yes. I must say I enjoyed this one. This is the
better
one
than
where,
expected, right?
Yeah. It's a kooky comedy, R-rated. John Cena plays this crazy character. Him and his wife.
Him and his wife are psychotic.
They love drugs.
Yeah.
And
love each other.
They get involved. Lil Howery is the straight man.
Yeah.
And he's getting married. And
his wife is the not-so-straight
man. No. His wife, she likes tacos on a Tuesday.
She acquiesced to cocaine very quickly.
Very quickly. But I thought it was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
John Cena, he's got some timing.
Yeah. And also this movie is Amazon, right? Amazon Prime. And like... not all the comedies hit, man. It's like sometimes you, with the streaming stuff, you like, it looks okay to watch, and then
but
it's
then
really
it's
shit.
Just okay.
Yeah, or even worse. It's really shit.
Yeah, worse.
Yeah.
Worse sauce.
Yeah. That's how you pronounce
but,
it.
But, yeah, it had a little bit of heart in it. Sometimes it was a little over the top, but I think they pulled it off overall. I did think Lil Rao was going to be funnier than he was, but I did feel like John Cena was the kooky character.
The first time I've seen Lil Rao get like the lead role in a movie. He's normally like the supporting friend who's funny, who can like, you know, just drop a couple of one-liners.
This is the thing. Overweight guys are starting to come to the forefront.
They're representing.
I love it. Uh-huh. I feel represented.
I do.
When I see a fat man, you know, being
I can make it, damn it.
There's
time.
A chance.
I got time.
But yeah, I will say this one is Kwai.
Go for it. It's Kwai.
Oh, yeah. It's Kwai.
That's your rating system.
Kwai
on a nai. Oh.
Nai. It's taken off.
It has taken off. People love it.
All one, true fans of the
one
show.
One person loves it.
All true fans of the show like Snake Eyes.
Snake Eyes.
Starring Henry Golding.
Yes, he's not a Jewish white man.
No. People will know him from Crazy Rich Asians. He's the love interest in there. Andrew Koji and the criminally underused. Eco Uwais.
Don't put Eco Uwais in a movie if he's not going to more at least 20 people.
Also, don't put him in a movie where there's fighting involved and your lead character can't do any fighting. I think this movie is going to be...
this movie is the, if you don't know, it's Snake Eyes from the G.I. Joe franchise.
Yes.
This is his origin story.
Yes, because we were all crying out for it.
Yeah, Jody's been sarcastic. Yeah, we were all crying out for it. You know, when you go into a movie like this, you sort of, you know, accept that you're just watching it for the action sequences.
Yes.
But even so, that was disappointing. Yes.
Like I said, if your lead character cannot actually do the fighting that is required in the role, then why even bother? And the guy from the original movies was the dude who played Darth Maul.
Yeah, Ray Park.
Ray Park.
He's a martial artist.
So if you're going to compare Ray Park and this guy,
yeah,
like, dude.
No, bro. No, man. And I don't want to stereotype, but I'm sure there are other Asian actors who can actually do martial arts.
Well, dude, Shang-Chi just came out as well.
You have seen it, you I've son of a it. Woman. I have not seen it yet. So Jody has given me fuck all about this movie.
I can't. But even just looking at what's available online from the trailers in Shang-Chi, if you compare that with...
This is supposed to be a quick review.
Snake Eyes was disappointing.
Snake Eyes is a nine. It's so trash. The action sequences aren't worth it.
No.
The acting is dodgy. And there's a lot of plot holes. There's a lot of con...
Story doesn't really make sense.
Yeah, it's all over the place and it's unnecessary. Where you just could have told a simple story and make the martial arts, which is like the one thing that is supposed to stand out in this film, make it exceptional.
Just make the...
There are low-budget movies that do with better martial arts.
Iko Uwe is in the raid. Go watch part one if you want to see something.
And part two, Suma. Binge it one time.
Exactly.
Those fighting sequences are so intense. You are tired afterwards.
Yes. Like you were correcting.
Yo, when they kill the final boss, you're like, yo, just sigh of relief. But anyway, Snake Eyes, watch it, don't watch it. It's a lot of cack.
Sec, it's time for a review.
This week's film is Kate. With a hard K.
I thought the T was hard.
It's a hard K.
Oh, okay.
The C is silent in Kate.
Okay.
Directed by Cedric Nicholas Troyan, who has not done a lot.
And like, what is not a lot?
His third film. Click on him. It's a link.
Okay. Jody just wants to flex that we're now using Miro.
Links.
Instead of a fucking...
Links.
The Huntsman Winter's War.
Yeah, that's actually... Yeah. That's the only other movie that other... He's got a lot of like...
Oh, he did Carrot versus Ninja.
Yeah. Well known.
I do not know that film.
Anywho, Kate is a 2021 action American action thriller. It follows Kate, an assassin whose mentor and handler assigns her to kill a high-ranking Yakuza boss. During her final mission, she finds out that she's been poisoned and only has 24 hours to live. So she uses the last hours to get revenge and find out who set her up.
Nice. Mary Elizabeth Winstead, both of you and I are fans of her.
Massive
she was
in Mew
Scott
Mew
Pilgrim
fan.
Versus the World.
Yeah.
She was Bruce Willis's daughter in
Love More or Die For.
Die For the Love Times. She was
the
in there and she was in another stuff also.
Birds of Prey recently.
Birds of Prey, that's the one. So I really like her. She does action quite well.
Yes.
And in this film though, she's very serious.
Very, very serious. So this one, it's her, Woody Harrelson, and then just like not many other famous people, right? The two of them are kind of like the big stars of
Yeah, and I assume that the young girl, what's her name? Woody Harrelson.
Yeah.
No. Miku Martineau. Mm-hmm. Is that the girl?
I think that's the young'un.
Wow, we are so filled with research and knowledge. Yeah. It's crazy. So,
super prep.
We could be wrong, but I think Miku Martineau, I've never seen it before. I feel like this is like a breakout role, but you can kind of tell sometimes that this is...
A breakout.
Yeah, she's not really consistent sometimes. She's good, but there's some moments where you can tell, there's a bit off.
What did you think?
So, not spoiling things. Yeah. I thought it was decent. I mean, a lot of the beats are similar to things we've seen before.
Yeah.
There's a twist that I saw coming.
Very many original aspects in this movie.
But in terms of performances, I would say Winstead is Winstead, but serious Winstead.
Yes.
Because she's like hardcore. We'll get into that in a minute. Harrelson is Harrelson.
Yeah. He be wooding, you know.
He's woody as hell. And then the rest of the cast is serviceable. The action is quite intense. You pointed out that it's John Wick-esque.
But also, this is a Netflix production and...
You got beef with Netflix
You
movies.
Know, me and Netflix
he doesn't like it,
don't get
Abby.
Along all that much.
I don't know what his pluck is.
Because they all believe that you must have that 3D effect on blood on the camera.
Makes but that's quiet. Our blood spat.
A don't spot on the camera because the camera
blood
really
spot
there.
On the camera.
Put the camera up and then you fucking taste it.
Ah, where?
Now, why are you getting aggro, man? Why are you getting aggro, man?
Netflix stuff for the.
Because they're disappointing.
You can't have Six Underground. Blow your mind away. Do not compare this to Six Underground.
But for me, the effects that they try, that they seem to keep consistent, and that Netflix seems to be insistent, must be in all their movies.
That's how Bloodspot
on it. I don't always spot like that. Do Bloodspot on the camera in John Wick?
No, because exactly. There's no time.
Exactly.
The camera knows to avoid the Bloodspot like that. It moves like in conjunction. Anyway. Yeah.
This is one of the better John Wick clones out there. Mm. I'll definitely say that. I think that...
Name another one.
Nobody, Gunpowder Milkshake, also Netflix film, not as good as this.
I feel like Gunpowder Milkshake was its own thing.
I still think it's with the world building it was trying to do, like the background it's trying to set, as well as her being the assassin, going out on a kill the whole world mission. John Wick, bro.
No, it's
Chibi
not Wickham. John Wick. I disagree with
Chibi
you
Wickham.
There.
Chibi Wickham.
There's certain rules with an assassin that you kind of know already from the fucking 80s. If you're an assassin...
Your partner's going to die.
You die. Yeah, yeah, probably. You're an assassin and you go and kill people and stuff.
Uh-huh.
Gunpowder Milkshake is like, fine, she's an assassin, but there was another personal story, the mother being involved, the whole thing. It wasn't John Wick.
But there's also the whole, there's a world, there's a library.
Right, but there's an underground world in everything.
Yeah, that's a wiki thingy. That's a weird
you
thing.
Got, John, we can't take credit for a fucking world building of an underground organization.
That type of world building can, where there's like these metaphors for everything. It's like you're going to the sommelier. It's not actually the wine tasting or wine pairing guy. It's actually for guns.
I've seen this before. Same thing. Movies from the 90s, I've seen this before.
Yeah. But that's why.
You can't say it's John Wick then.
We're going to do a separate episode where we're going to compare action movies.
Ah.
I'm just saying, there's a lot of movies that have tried to copy John Wick, but not done as well.
Yeah.
That have just fallen flat because of actually trying to copy something that's so great.
Well, they didn't have Keanu Reeves for one.
That helps.
Yeah, that does help.
Beard and hair, man.
And
really
work,
nice
work ethic.
Suit. Yeah.
Work ethic.
Headshots.
Do you know he turned down Speed 2, Cruise Control? Because, I mean, they were good on him.
Yeah.
That's a fucking horrible movie. But he turned it down because he was doing Hamlet. On stage.
That makes sense.
That's such a Keanu.
Which Shakespeare film did he do now again? The Kenneth Branagh directed.
Kenneth Branagh directed all Shakespeare.
Yeah, Much Ado About Nothing, I think. Yes. He did the full like British accent.
It was not great, the British accent. But we still love him.
We love him.
Yeah, we love him.
We love him.
When used correctly.
Mm, Keanu Reeves is.
Classic. Anyway.
We Kate. Digress.
Kate.
It's not the only story that it copies, obviously. There are the whole thing about her having a day to live crank, essentially. She needs to keep injecting, is it adrenaline?
A stimulant, she says. Yeah.
That's Jason. That's Jason Statham throughout the crank form.
So basically, she is an assassin and she's working in Japan. Two cities in Japan, and she's got a list of people that she needs to off. And then the last person that she tries to assassinate, something goes wrong, and then she realizes that she's been poisoned.
Yeah,
but she's been poisoned to the point where like the doctor says there's no hope. You have 24
you got a few hours.
And then she goes on a revenge mission to find out why she was poisoned, who did it, all that jazz. And that's why he's saying it's like crank is because she has to keep injecting herself with stimulants in order to. Keep moving.
To essentially make herself forget that she's like, or not to make her forget, but to get her body to keep functioning.
Yeah.
Her body is deteriorating super
Not
fast.
Only is her body deteriorating, but she's getting fucked up throughout the film.
Why did you think of the location?
I love Japan.
Don't you think that the use of the location in this movie is really
so dope? Like the whole tone of it is different because of the city that it's set in. There's neon lights and stuff. Abby just sneezed. On podcast, she sneezed.
We told her how to sneeze for the show, right?
And the snot is spitting like that blood in Kate.
And now that the bloody tissue is lying.
The bloody tissue and the bloody shotgun. And blowing your bloody nose.
Bloody well.
My bro, but what were we talking about again? Japan, Tokyo. Yeah. Love the neon lights coming through and just the cleanliness of it all then contrasted with the grit and blood and violence. It was so Yeah, I felt it.
I didn't even think about that contrast, but definitely that. But it felt like the location was very relevant to the story.
Yeah,
you know, like how they move.
Well, not only that, just the cult, the hierarchy of the Yakuza, honor, all those things were brought in. It wasn't like just in Japan for the sake of being in Japan. She was a hitman working in Japan and understanding those things, the culture, the crime, the organization.
It's relevant.
It was dope. Yeah, that was dope.
It's one of the better location uses I've seen in films recently.
What's the worst?
That I've seen location. What was that? That bloodshot with the Goliaths.
You know, fuck bloodshot. I caused that from a movie. Also, like, you know, when they go to like an exotic location, if they, whenever they are in like Afghanistan or Middle East and something, there's this brown, this brown filter, and then. That's kind of racist.
Yeah. But it's dirty and sunny, man.
Or if they go to Mexico, then it's always this brown filter. People need to stop doing that shit. If you go to Mexico, it fucking looks normal. Like you go, except for obviously the some crime in certain areas. But anyway, Japan was amazing. I still want to go there one day.
Yeah, I'd love to. That movie made me want to experience nightlife in Japan.
Really?
Yeah. Like
no, for me, you know, it was like Tokyo Drift. Tang, 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 tang.
Not enough skinny bum girls. But you know, like how they go into like this little doorway and then there's a shop here. They go into another one and it's a little restaurant, and they go into another one, it's a laundromat.
Yeah.
It's like that whole idea of like tight spaces and but also vibrant neon colors and everything.
Yeah.
So cool.
Yeah, let's go.
Let's do it.
Yeah, let's take the podcast on the road.
We need to get to Tokyo.
We need to get to Tokyo.
Yeah.
Check out our GoFundMe for the Tokyo trip. We are ready to travel, guys. If you want to hear our perspective on other countries, send us to other countries.
They've got to. They've got to.
This is on you. So, do you want to rate it before we go into spoilers?
Yeah, let's rate it before.
Okay, I'm going to say this is quiet.
It's quiet. I really enjoyed it. As a Friday night Netflix film, super, super fun.
With fuck what else to watch after.
Yeah, super, super fun.
Yeah, I enjoyed it. It was okay. It was fine.
It was better than that. It was quiet.
It was okay for me. It was fine for me.
Okay.
Let's get into spoilers.
Where's the spoilers out?
Oh, yeah, fuck.
Wasn't Abby supposed to do the spoilers?
She was, yeah, but she's the worst producer on the show.
It's the only producer we've ever had.
That is true. And she's looking at like, what the fuck is a producer? What does a producer do?
Producer.
Yeah, he just produces things. She's not getting a cut of the spoilers. So, yeah, the action was cool. I liked the way they kept shooting her, and you could see she wasn't like invincible. She kept getting hurt.
Yeah.
She kept having to patch herself up.
So the poisoning, or the way that she's poisoned is like basically radiation.
Radiation poisoning.
Which I felt was a bit overboard.
That is,
you know,
fucking insane.
It's like, I really want you to fall apart on your last night, literally.
That's how the doctor was like, yeah, there's fuck all we can do for you. You dead, G. But yeah, she did that really well. There's a few actors who can show pain for me quite nicely. Mel Gibson does it like really well. Bruce Willis in his heyday, he could also do it.
Like Die Hard,
you believe it.
Yeah,
man. I mean, the scene that comes to mind for me is Payback when they smash his toes.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, that shit resonates. Mm-hmm. So for Kate also, you feel like, fuck, man, bro, she's in pain.
Even when she's like, you know, when she's patching herself in that little bathroom after she's kidnapped the girl, and you like see the radiation, the effects of the radiation on the body,
and you see the old scars from her past. Yeah. Which
so,
is quite
intense. She really does.
She's not here to be pretty. That's for damn sure.
No. I mean, she even does like a little quick Sigourney Weaver haircut.
She does. Look, you can't be a heroine without a short hair style.
Yeah, short.
No, but I did. The hair was getting in the way for me.
It was.
And they made a point of it. There's a fight where she takes on these guys in this she went to the headquarters or whatever, and they were eating on the floor.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And they're constantly pulling her hair. Yeah. So I could see already there.
She's like, cut.
Yeah, this is cack. This is
I had that same problem. Constantly in fights, my hair being pulled. That's why I just cut it off.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm sure people believe you.
You probably thought that it's like, you know.
No, yes.
Like style or whatever.
This sounds like a true story. That's the
fight. In my battle with the Yakuza.
No, fuck. Yeah, that was quite a cool little nod. The violence, Jody, I understand your issue. But I've just come to accept it.
You've made peace with it.
Yeah, I'm sitting at home watching a movie on my TV.
But the only thing that I wonder is, why must they all have that same type of effect? Even because if it doesn't make sense,
it depends.
In the movies,
okay. Because it depends who they hire for the special effects.
Which is most likely in-house stuff, right?
No, not necessarily. No,
they're specifically working for them or what?
Those are other companies. I'm not necessarily sure how Netflix productions work, but you have these special effects people, and they go with the direction. If the director wants a lot of blood splatter, that's what they give them. So there's certain things, especially with budget, you can basically buy packs, blood splatter packs, and incorporate that. Mm. So there's a whole lot of factors to that. Mm. And I guess the people that are making these movies prefer the big blood splatter. So fucking get over it.
Okay. Well, only because you asked, like, so nicely. I'm over it now.
I appreciate it. I get it. There's things that irritate me too. I get it. Mm. I get it.
What did you think of the Sigourney Weaver tribute?
Oh, which one?
Well,
not just the haircut.
The outfit with the jacket with the dangles.
I thought that was also quite Akira-esque.
Yes.
I liked it. I liked the aesthetic of it. And she put that thing on with a cool little t-shirt.
Yeah, the kitty thing. I've seen pictures of Sigourney Weaver from, I think it's the second Alien from Aliens. Yeah. And her and Mary Elizabeth Winstead next to each other. Those shots are like
She can do a reboot, bro. She can.
She can do a reboot
for sure.
She is there.
I thought that was fucking cool. I liked it. The when they brought in the Yakuza thing, I thought that I really liked that actor, the Renji.
Is he the one who betrays?
Renji's the one that betrays
the consigliere.
Yeah, he's been in other films as well. I really like that guy.
I don't recognize him, but he was.
Yeah, there's certain Japanese.
Renji's partner was
amazing.
Badass introduction.
Yeah. Renji's gay, right? And she goes to his partner's house, and this guy is extra, I would say.
Yeah,
but that was deliberate, because when they fight,
what I was telling Jen, because you know, like in a lot of the like the older Asian karate movies that we grew up with, and the action films,
super masculine.
Not just that, but the bad guys would always have like a shitload of tattoos. You see them bare chested, and they've got like a massive tattoo on their back and tattoos all over. And we see this guy who's like this quite a feminine character actually. Yeah. But with all these badass tattoos and things on. And I told you, this is like exactly how the bad guys that we grew up with were always portrayed.
And he's bad as shit, man. He's a top.
Yeah.
He's got top energy, as he says. For sure, bro. That guy fucking, he moved.
Renji's a power player in the...
Renji's a power bottom.
He's a power player in the day and a power bottom at night.
Oh, cock funny. Yeah.
But yeah, I love that. That fight scene was one of my favorites in the film. Kate and Renji's
And that's
partner,
the thing. Like she's super well-trained and she's like badass. But because she's poisoned...
She's limited.
She's so limited. Yeah. And it shows. Like she gets fucked up a lot. I keep saying that, but it's not to the point where it's like torture porn. It's just like she's being poisoned and she can't fight as well as she usually does.
And she doesn't have many people to rely on. So
only this little girl.
The gist of the story is that the little girl is her only access point to the Yakuza boss.
Yeah.
And she goes there, kidnaps the girl, and then finds out that actually the girl is not the access to this guy really, because Renji is like trying to take over from that dude, and he's like kind of insulated the Yakuza boss from his family being this girl. So she doesn't even have like the ace up the sleeve that she thought she had.
No, she didn't. And then this girl she feels bad for because she killed her father.
Pappy.
That was the first hit that we saw in the beginning. And that was the girl's father that she had killed. So there's a bit of guilt there. And obviously she doesn't tell the girl, and obviously the girl finds out in the end, and obviously the girl is angry, and the girl shoots her and shit.
And then goes to sit on the stoop.
And then goes to sit on the stoop, and then Misery Elizabeth Binstead goes to save her. That's what I said.
Yeah.
So there are beats that are familiar, like Woody Harrelson being the one who betrayed her. I saw that coming from a mile away.
First. Opening scene.
Yeah. Which is also, I mean, we've seen it
like
before.
Woody is what? He's a mentor that she's now grown up with.
Just call him Woody Harrelson.
Why?
Because it's
would
weird.
Would you prefer to call him The Wood?
No. Just call him Woody Harrelson.
WH. So he's like her mentor, right? She's grown up with him. But it's so obvious when she tells him that she doesn't want to do this anymore, that he's going to be involved with betraying her.
Yeah, look, from what from what we've learned from these films, these assassin films, you can't say that you're out.
No.
That's like a big no-no. Yeah, the moment you say, oh, I'm tired of this shit, I want to retire. Mm. Okay, cool. But then they're coming to kill it.
Yeah, there's no way you stay out.
That girl was irritating at times, the little one.
Mm. I mean, even the guy Jin jokes just kept taking me back to Tokyo Drift, actually. Because, like, that's the only thing that she can think of to, like...
Yeah, this fucking guy Jin white woman coming.
And then, they have the twist there as well, that she also has a white father.
She's off and off, yeah. But okay, I get it. In terms of the character, because she was never really accepted, I suppose that's why she's going so hard on the guy Jin shit, because she wants to be Japanese and stuff. So I get that, but still, she was just irritating, and I feel like they could have gotten a better young actor.
Probably.
Maybe couldn't have gotten that girl from Tokyo Drift. The off-blood.
She's not so young anymore.
Oh, is it? Oh, she's
she looked about 30 in Tokyo
Drift. I feel like we only saw Tokyo Drift the other day, so it's still like fresh.
No. It's not as fresh.
Okay,
right?
my bad.
Yeah, no, she had very developed cheekbones in that movie. She's a good 30 years old at that point.
But yeah, a lot of the fight scenes I liked. The final battle fight scene was also pretty cool. And I had I thought they were going to save her somehow. Mm. But I'm glad they didn't.
They stuck the ending.
Yeah, She dies in the end.
Yeah, they were brave enough to just, there's no way she can be saved. So she's going to die.
Yeah.
With the fight scenes, what I really liked is that they shot it cleanly. So it's edited in such a way that you can see it's her in a lot of them.
And yeah, but she's been known to do
her own,
quite a bit of her own stunts, which is nice.
But even then, you often have like directors or fight choreographers who then end up chopping the scenes in such a way that you barely see.
Yeah, like Liam Neeson jumping over a fence in Taken 2. I think there's like 22 cuts of him jumping over a fence. And they were like, if you, just YouTube, but Liam Neeson jumps over a fence in Taken, and you see how many counter cuts yourself. It's cock funny.
So listen to your brother. Liam Neeson pisses his pants.
Liam Neeson piss fence. Liam Neeson jumps over a fence.
We bring you the important
stuff. Shit, bro.
It's the important stuff. But what I did, I don't know if it's in your fun fact, but
I have no fun facts.
What the hell? That's the only reason we do this.
I was so fucking busy at work, I could not fucking research.
Well, I've got one.
Okay. You know what? We're going to do this. Fuck it. I'll do it live.
So, Mew Mew. Mary Elizabeth Winstead had done Birds of Prey recently. And the fight scenes in there and all of the choreography in there were for very long extended scenes.
Yeah.
So she asked them to actually cut it down in here so that she could still do the fight scenes. But that's why we don't have these like super long, drawn out things. It's like quick fights. All the hand to hand stuff isn't, you know, playing out over 10, 15 minutes. It's very quick, well done stuff.
Yeah.
So she asked the director, can we please keep it down? Otherwise, I'm going to be in my mood.
Yeah, because it's fucking hard work. Yeah. That's what I saw this other thing also where stunt guys were talking and they're like, it's directors don't realize, because they're used to working with actors, right? Mm. Who are just like, oh, give me that take again, because they're delivering dialogue.
Yeah.
You can't do the same thing with stuntmen.
Yeah. We spoke about it more.
Yeah, because it's like, oh, yeah, give me, let's go do that take again. Yeah, and he's like, my bro, I just did like a fucking CrossFit workout. Yeah. Now you want me to do it again?
Yeah, from the top.
Oh, yeah. It's great. Boom Boom Lemon, the drink that she keeps asking for. It's not real.
Oh, that's so disappointing.
I know. So there's this drink that she's looking for throughout the film.
Whole movie. Called Boom Boom and Lemon. And the Yakuza boss has it.
Yeah, because it is revealed that he is a true ally.
Mm-hmm.
It's conceptual. Uh-huh. And then he's the one that has the thing that she's been looking for this entire time.
Damn,
son. Oh, shit. This movie's deeper than I thought.
He's got levels.
There's levels to it, Abby.
Lemonade.
Okay. Abby's one job is to listen to us talk, and she hasn't been listening.
What are we paying her for?
I don't know.
What are we paying her for?
We are.
That's why you don't have a mic, son.
Yeah, you're lucky. Ugh. When we get our third input, there's not many facts here.
It just came out. That's what makes it tough. That's why I came with one. I came at you, bro. Well, you came at me with those lemonade.
That's true.
I tell you like a quite fun fact.
Annie tells Kate she looks like the Terminator bitch with her sunglasses. Later, when she takes her glasses off at the beginning of the final assault, her left eye is red, as is the left eye of her left side of her face, as a clear nod to the legendary killer.
I thought the legendary R&B artist Lisa Left Eye.
Usher Raymond
Lopez.
Oh, we went in different directions.
Yeah. Wait a minute. How do you get to Usher?
When you're feeling in your body, you feel somebody makes it thing you way like hanging with
keep
your
going.
Crew.
There's
nothing like 90s R&B to just get you flaccid.
Yeah.
There's the reverse effect.
Just ask Renji.
Oh, man. Yeah, there's not many fun facts, guys. Yeah. I'm really sorry because Jody just fucking sprung this on me.
I really didn't. We've been doing this show for a while now.
We have been, and I've been working really hard. Jody's also been working really hard. I'm surprised he put this together. I'm quite impressed.
Yeah.
We've both been working in our day jobs, but so that's it for fun facts. Fuck you. So, yeah, like we said, we both think this movie is quiet.
Definitely.
And I think it's worth a watch if especially on a Friday night. I don't know why, but I think it's ETV. That campaign worked.
Mm.
Friday action night. Because I like
Friday
to watch.
Friday action, Saturday Emmanuel, Sunday.
Sunday Anaconda. Anaconda, yes. That is the formula.
The Holy Trinity.
That's right. Friday action night, Saturday Emmanuel.
Yo, that ETV Sunday guy, Anaconda. Where is that guy?
Nimrod.
Nimrod.
He's Nimrod.
Is that Nimrod that does the voiceover?
Yes.
I thought Nimrod only did the lotto.
No, bro, he does that. It's Friday.
I thought
action
that guy
night.
Was paid, like, I thought he's related to someone at ETV.
No, Nimrod owns
Tonight.
ETV.
And he did all his own voiceover.
Yes, he's like the CEO, and he's one, there's a, in his contract, that's the one thing that he does all the voiceovers.
Oh, that's I'd insist.
Wait, don't quote me on that. I'm just talking. Tonight.
I'd insist.
Only on
That's satisfaction. Maximum satisfaction.
Fuck it. But yeah, Friday night action. Watch Kate. It's cool. It's like what are we talking about now?
We dead. You want to do another movie?
No, I just like
just as prepared.
Shout outs and shit.
No, we don't have any of those.
Are we not doing shout outs anymore?
We can shout out.
Sumi.
Our producer.
Let's shout out Sumi RF Shame. Sumi.
Sumi's up in the Emirates.
Up in Dubai.
He's emirating it up.
I hope he brings us gifts.
He has to bring us money. I don't want gifts. I just want money.
Well, at least put it in the gift box.
Or on a gift card.
Shout out to me. We love you. Take it easy.
Yeah. And see you soon, man.
Stay cool.
Mm-hmm.
In these warm, unprecedented times.
Okay.
My fellow Dubai.
Wrong shirt.
Dubaians? Dubainese.
Dubois.
Fuck it. Okay. No shout outs. Hati Bob. No.
Somebody got a shout out.
Oh, yeah. I mean, no more shout outs.
President of Dubai.
And the president of Dubai, which is...
Michiel Huisman.
That doesn't sound right.
No, that's one of the people in the movie.
Wait, are they a... they do have a president, eh?
I don't think so.
Mohammed bin Rashid Al Maktoum.
Cool.
He's the vice president
Big fan of
and
the
prime
show.
Minister of UAE.
Big fan of the show.
Is that where Bin Rashid come? No.
The pizza.
Yeah.
It's a family business.
Send it all the way from Dubai.
It's a family business.
Yeah, no. It just means son of Rashid.
Yes.
Anyway, Jody, if someone wanted to find us, how would they do that?
I can tell you how.
Okay.
Give me a chance.
I'm gonna.
They can find us on Instagram, Bioscope Dresser Podcast on Instagram. Mm. They can also hit us up on Gmail, bioscopedresser@gmail.com.
Send us a mail, for fuck's sake.
We've gotten one.
Send us a mail. We read that one mail a lot. Give us questions and stuff. You tell us all the time you miss us and stuff. Now we're back.
But then when we're gone.
Fucking send us nothing. So send us a mail. Abby will read it.
ASMR. They can also find us on TikToks, right? Bioscope Dresser Podcast.
They can find us on TikTok. If you are on TikTok, find us on TikTok. We're going to work on some TikTok content there exclusively. So
it's going to be good.
Keep your ooga out for that.
It's going to be good.
So everyone, hope you're still staying safe. They say the fourth wave is coming. Let's just fight it. Let's get vaccinated. Mm-hmm. Let's get loud.
Let's get proud. You know, now because you spoke about COVID, now we're going to have to sign on the thing.
No, well, it's Jennifer Lopez quote.
And they'll generate content, though.
Yeah, Jennifer Lopez.
No, the COVID sign.
Turn the music up to hear that sound.
I'm a Gloria Estefan fan.
Let's get loud. Let's get loud. Yeah, Jennifer Lopez is an industry plant. Mm.
Gloria Estefan.
She's the truth.
She's the truth.
And the sound machine. Mm. Miami's sound machine.
Turn the beat around.
Turn the beat around.
I love that is the song from The Specialist.
The Specialist, yes.
It has nothing to do with the movie.
Fuck all. It's just like this fucking modern Latin banger. And it's like Sylvester Stallone and Sharon Stone.
Getting pompadelic in the shower.
Pompadelic, very awkward sex scene. Mm.
Quality.
A lot of muscly butt.
Hard muscly butt.
Yeah.
Rangy butt.
But stay safe, everyone. Safe, Jody.
Safe, Ross.
Abby, song.
Bye, bitches.
Yo.
Yo.